It was for the first time that the Deputy Minister of the Police and also Aaron Motsoaledi, which is for the Health Minister, were actually, you know, heading this challenge that sex workers faces, whereby like the Department of Health will be giving sex workers condoms and the police will be confiscating those condoms as evidence that indeed these people wanted to, you know, do a crime, they're committing to prostitution. So we had to make sure that these two government departments, they come in one room and, you know, for the first time in South Africa, face this issue of condom confiscation, and of which sex workers, we had about close to 120 sex workers that attended, and also partners from our partner organization like Lifeline and TVHIV Care, Sisonke, which is the sex work movement and civil society, and it was hosted by SANAC, whereby SWET was also there with sex work education testing post.
Katlego, you emphasized that this was the first time that these two government departments, the police department and the health ministry, engaged the sex worker movement. Just how significant is this?
It was because of, we couldn't each time make these two departments meet. Each time when we meet with the police, that then the Department of Health is not there. And also the head of the police was there so that you can hear this from first-handed sex workers actually saying it, but it's quite a huge challenge, not only because also in Gauteng it's happening. Every province where the police would actually use condom as evidence in terms of arresting sex workers, they would be like, oh, I found you at the street corner and you're having more than 20 condoms and maybe 10 lubricants, which means you are here to do sex work, then we arrested you, we have enough evidence, then they will, you know, not even charge sex workers. So for the first time, also the Minister of Health, Aaron Motsoaledi, to be there to actually hear from sex workers themselves, mentioning these things, that these are some of the challenges that we are facing.
Were you happy with how they responded to the plight of sex workers? What came out that you felt that was positive enough for the sex worker movement moving forward?
Like what I have asked it was for the two departments to be actually allowing that this behavior needs to come to an end, and also the heads of the police also addressed. And luckily, after the whole dialogue, the two departments had to do what you call it an outreach, where the deputy minister and also the office of the premier was there, had to go to sex workers to give back the condom with the police escort. And it was one of its kind event that has never happened in South Africa. Remember, it only happened once in the Eastern Cape, where the president, upon hearing this, Cyril Ramaphosa had to do an outreach to sex workers, which was in 2017, or in the World AIDS Day, to do outreach to give back sex workers the condom that they say the police actually confiscate them from.
And in terms of the decriminalization of sex work, what was said in that regard, and was that touched?
Yes, also the Deputy Minister of the Police also, he touched it again, exactly what he said in the AIDS 2018, whereby like he also reaffirmed that they totally support a call for decriminalization of sex work, as much as it will take time, because it's not just going to be an oversight thing, it will just happen like that. But he urged sex workers that, you know, to unite and make sure that, you know, every human rights violation against them, they must report, and making sure that not they report only, but also making sure that they're also not breaking the law, because if they break the law, they will be arrested. And what was asked for us, it was when the Minister of Health, Aaron Motsoaledi, invited sex workers themselves that, you know what, Moses Mabhida on the 1st of May, tomorrow actually, there's going to be a big event that's happening around the city. So he invites sex workers, because they are the community of KZN, to come, and you know they are humans also, to come and celebrate with the ANC, as they're going to be celebrating their anniversary of 107 years, of which, you know, it has never happened of one of the public figures to be actually saying that to sex workers, to invite sex workers to such huge space, to say you are more than welcome, you humans, we want to celebrate with you, come in numbers, you know, that mobilization of the ministers, it was aha for us.
So what next for the sex worker movement, and or what more changes would you like to see?
We are, this year is the year whereby we are making to make sure that every organization that says they support a call to decriminalize sex work, we want to make sure they must give us a proper plan. What do they really mean if you say we are supporting you guys? We want everything to be black and white, and must be written, and it must be dated and documented that on this day, this organization, this XXX said this so, and we come for every organization in the past years that says we support, because we want proper implementation towards what it really means when you say you support a call to decriminalize sex work.